You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
Welcome to the Two Old Dolphins Podcast, a proud member of the Dolphin Talk Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Alex Sines and me, Scott Quiggle. Welcome back to the Two Old Dolphins Podcast. Alex is here with me this evening. It is a, I guess, Victory Tuesday. We couldn't make it happen yesterday like we like to do on Monday, so we'll still celebrate this victory today. Right?
Great victory, man. Great victory.
Yeah. So there's so much to talk about with regard to this game and what we're seeing from the team and, you know, this run that we're on right now. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I tweeted on behalf of us during the game, end of the game, and I said, you know, it really resounded with me today that this is one of the most fun games I've seen in a long time. So Where Baltimore was a shocker, this one was just a thumping.
Yeah, this was never in doubt, really.
It felt good to be right against you because that doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, but, I'm glad. I'm very happy.
Yeah, I know you'd be happy for me to be right and you to be wrong in this one circumstance. So. Yeah. Yes.
I'm very surprised that the team is continuing. I'm very happy.
And not only was I right, but it was pretty much exactly what I said in my two-second analysis of the game last week, which is I don't like Cam Newton. I think we're going to get in his head. I think we're going to get after him. And we're going to, you know, beat the Panthers because we get it after Cam Newton, and that's exactly what happened.
Cam Newton, yeah.
Yes. So, all right, before we get into the specifics of the game, let's sort of open with our traditional personal stories. Last week was Thanksgiving, and so, we haven't done a podcast since Thanksgiving, so I'll bet we have a few stories. What do you got, Alex?
Well, Thanksgiving, my wife came up with the idea of spending Christmas in her home country of Colombia. Something that she's always talked about for the 32 years we've been married of, you know, one day doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said yes. So for the last days, all I've heard 24/7 is her on the phone, or her on the internet buying tickets. It's been unreal. It's been like literally nonstop since she said that. And I said,
how many
yes.
tickets do you need?
Well, it's going to be... it's going to be four tickets total, but Alex, my son Alejandro, is buying his ticket with his wife, and then my wife and I, and then Brittany, our daughter, and it's just coordinating everybody together. Everybody's buying their own tickets, but it's just the whole coordination has been, a nightmare. It's been every single day has been on that. So that's been, you know, it's going to be great because it's going to be a something that it's kind of like a bucket list for her. I mean, I don't know what else to call it.
Is it a bucket list for you to have a Christmas in free Cuba?
In free Cuba, yes, it would be to have anything.
Just
in free
a free Cuba.
Cuba
would be.
In anything, yes. Yeah, Thanksgiving. It'll be a Thanksgiving every day of my life if that happens. But Thanksgiving is a holiday that's fantastic. It's American, right?
Yeah.
Christmas, it's like a
did
very...
Did I say Thanksgiving? Yeah, Christmas,
I thought you did.
Thanksgiving. I probably.
Oh, whatever. Did. It doesn't matter.
End of a work day. We're both
it would be
tired.
It would be awesome, man. It would be great. But anyway, that's been my event. Now we finally secured the ticket last night around 11 o'clock at night. So I
will
think
you be back for New Year's?
Probably not. So our New Year's thing, our tradition is may not happen this year. Probably not. I really don't even know the agenda yet, but I know that it's Christmas over there and. Probably will be through the New Year's because, you know, the way it is. But, yeah, it's exciting. That's been my personal thing. And Thanksgiving was awesome. Brittany, Alex, all my kids were together. It's just really very small. How was yours?
We hosted, as we normally do.
And you cooked.
And I cooked. I started the night before.
Scott's a great cook, man.
Cooked a birthday, because my daughter had her birthday on Thanksgiving, which she was not happy about. So, but I cooked her, or baked, I guess is the correct term, her cake the night before. And I made the cranberry sauce the night before. I make this fantastic cranberry orange port wine sauce.
Yeah, you do that. I just buy the can, man.
Yeah, it's so much better than the can.
I don't know. So, I love the can.
Yeah, my wife likes the Trader Joe's version of that, but you know, anyway. If you put all three of them next to each other, I'll choose mine every single time and
Thanksgiving. I'm sure yours is better and healthier.
Yes, it's made from actual cranberries without a bunch of crap in it, so yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, prepped the turkey as well, and then, you know, got up and started cooking at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and I think I cooked more dishes this year than I ever have before. You know, being vegan, I had to make the vegan dishes and, you know, of course, the turkey and just all the other stuff. It was just, I think every dish came out almost perfect or near perfect. So
that's guess.
I've built up a skill set.
Yeah. This was probably the best Thanksgiving meal we've had in a while. It was really well done. Everything came up perfect. That's so cool. That's so cool.
This weekend, I'm really looking forward to, I'm going to New York just to get my mom. I'm going there. I'm getting her.
Your mom and put her on a plane and bring her home.
She has not been here in 4 years.
Well, yeah, and the pandemic been, and all that hell. And right. She went through that health issue.
Right, and her health. She hasn't been able to travel, at least, you know.
She's the coolest, man. I'm so glad. When's she coming? What date?
She'll be here Sunday.
Awesome. I get to see her.
Yeah. I'll actually have to record the game Sunday.
Because
I'll be flying.
Oh,
I'll have to watch it at night.
There you go.
I'm turning my phone off. Those 5,000 texts that happen.
You're going to get them anyway.
During any given game, I'm going to like do something about that. So I don't, maybe I'll read them all later.
Well, what a game, man.
What a game.
What a game.
What a game. So, yeah, this is the defense that we expected to see. I'm sorry if that sounds like a little bit of a repeat from last week, but it's just, it's there. It's not an aberration. It's built into this.
It's a defense, Scott, that's dictating the tempo of the game. They're telling the offense what they're going to do or not do. It's amazing. It's really a dominant defense and an opportunistic, which we were last year.
Which is what makes us a great defense.
Which makes us a great defense.
They're still giving up a ton of yards. But they're not giving up very many points, and they're taking the ball away.
They're taking the pelota away every time they get a chance.
Yep.
And that Holland kid is looking like...
Holland looks fantastic.
Really the
real
thing.
Phillips is coming around. We were so worried about him for the first half of the season. And part of it is because we felt like the coaching around him was just terrible. He was not being put in a position to succeed. He seems really focused now on rushing the passer, and he's having a lot of success with that. We need his run defense to continue to improve.
It's going
to
get better. I mean, look, he had a game which I would dare to say, I don't know if this is sacrilegious in the Dolphin fan world, but he had a Jason Taylor type game. That's what I saw. Jason Taylor type game. He had 3 sacks. He had 4 quarterback hits. He played only 51% of the snaps. The kid, I mean, to me, forget about rookie defensive player of the week. He should be the defensive player of the week.
Yeah.
I mean, he really showed up.
This is so good for us. This is so good for us.
Well, we need it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I have to admit, I'm from one sense, I'm backing off my Greer thing. I still think we could do a lot better with a better GM and a better office. You know, but he's back to mediocre now from us just killing him at, you know, during this terrible run.
I've always said he's mediocre. That's what he is.
Until this season when we got so down on both the coaching staff and, you know, what's happened in the drafting for the last 2 years with all of these early round picks and not a lot of results from them. So, you know, it really boils down. The successes are increasing. Waddle.
Waddle, boy. You can go on and on about Waddle.
Yep.
Hey, did, by the way,
Phillips is looking tremendous.
Did you love that penguin?
Holland is looking tremendous. Did
you love that? The one thing that I know is that you win with good people.
Did you love that penguin dance that he did, that celebration? Did you waddle?
Waddle.
I loved it that, you know, that he was thinking about it, and we'll talk about that play when we get to it. But what a nice dance. What I mean, the rookies are shining.
As recently as last week, our one criticism of us, he's catching a lot of balls, he's getting open, but there's no yak.
You know, it almost seems like the Dolphins are listening, and because we've had a couple of times this week, this year.
I think we need to continue to criticize them, because every time we do, and we really
the next
lay
week
it on,
they step up. Or, yeah, literally.
We almost happened. Gave Phillips the Ass Clown Award, and he went crazy after that.
Yep. Yeah. And Phillip had the day. And we've said the biggest thing about Waddle is that, you know, he's catching these 5-yard passes and these slants, but it just doesn't create
He's not taking off like
and
we
he
expected.
But he took these two. The two passes were slants.
Yeah.
Both.
Yes.
And he just took off like a rock.
So let me talk about that just for a second, even though we're not actually, you know, walking through the game like we normally do. Mm-hmm. I saw a thing on NFL.com or NFL Network that showed the top 5 speed performances.
Yeah,
from
I
last
saw that.
Week.
Yes.
And Waddle hit like 22.5 miles an hour or something during that. He was like number 4, I think, on that list from last week. We were worried about his speed. That was one of the things we said in last week's podcast. Well, maybe he really is still feeling the effects of his injury last year.
Proved
and he's just
wrong.
Not quite as fast as he was. And boo! Keep proving us wrong, kid, man.
That's
fantastic. It's so fun to see.
What a great game he had. And the fact that he caught those contested passes, too. So it wasn't just the easy slant, not easy, but you know,
the wide open or whatever.
Slants and Tua, all credit for hitting him completely in stride. It was perfect. I mean, he never broke it was just like a fall out sprint. He crashes it and accelerates. And the
so
only thing that got him was the safety at an angle.
Are you ready?
Yeah, tell me.
How about the guy that's feeding him the ball?
Tua?
Yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah. Tua hitting him right there.
Yeah.
Right in the money. Yeah. I mean, Tua's accuracy is what we always used to talk about. And it's on full display,
why
baby.
Why it's so much
it's
better,
on full
right?
display.
It was no question him versus Brissett, and yet our coaching staff kept drumming Brissett out there. Like,
you think Flores is finally coming around to realizing that he has a good quarter? Because
I don't know. I'll tell you, but I reached a decision after this game, and the decision is this: if this asshole crew stays and they go get Watson, I'm done.
No, you're not.
I am not doing this podcast
no,
next
you're
year.
Not. No, you're
I
not.
Am. I am. I'm not done as a fan because
ladies
I've
and
been
gentlemen,
a fan I've, my whole life. But I'm
been,
gonna back
is,
off. I swear to you.
This
I
is
do
a true Dolphin
want,
fan talking, and I have thrown shirts.
A scumbag.
I have taken off my shirt
QB.
And said I'll never wear it again. I've taken hats and stumped on them and said I'm never gonna wear this hat again. At the end of the day, we're going to be Dolphin fans, and
yes,
that's what we are.
I didn't say I wouldn't be a Dolphins fan. I'm saying I'm backing
off. And we'll still
off.
Do the podcast, and we'll still
no,
do
it. I'm done. I'm not doing the podcast if Watson is our quarterback. I don't want a scumbag,
no sexual predators
lecherous
for you, huh?
predator. No, no.
Okay.
Not when we have this kid who's just growing in front of our eyes with
leaps and bounds.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, he's having
and
historical
is an awesome
numbers.
Human being.
And he's having historical numbers.
I want the Tua haters listening to this. To put something in perspective, go look at Drew Brees' career, because I kind of compared Tua to Drew Brees.
Well, physically, before. They're similar physically,
right?
You know?
Brees was the quarterback of the Chargers for, what, 4 years?
Yeah, well, he didn't play at the beginning.
And he was okay.
He was average, yeah.
He was never. Like,
but we knew he was going to be good. We wanted him drafted when he came out of Purdue.
We did.
Reminded us of
a better talented
Bob Greasy.
Yeah, yeah. And look what he became. One of the all-time
greats. Hall
of
Famer.
Yes.
Hall of Famer.
Yes. I think Tua has the potential to grow into a Drew Brees.
Yeah,
I
think
still
so
think
too.
That. I thought it before. I wavered. And now I'm thinking it again.
And could you imagine this team with actually having a a true number one, because Waddle, people are saying, well, he looks like a number one. I mean, a guy on the outside.
Right.
You know, a guy like Adams.
He's still a slot receiver. He's still not a true number one. Could you imagine, we love him. We love him.
We love him. But could you imagine a guy like Adams on the outside?
Yes.
And then Waddle. Oh, yes. My God. And then, well, we're going to have to talk about our acquisition that we got this week.
Yes. Yes, we do. Philip Lindsay.
And when he first was released, we were talking about it, and there's no way I believed that we were going to grab him.
Me too.
Because it's just not...
Just based on the history of this front office. And
not ever getting the running back correct.
That's, right.
Because, we again, I don't believe...
Ever.
I don't believe
they have
that,
never gotten the running back correct.
See, Scott, I don't believe, I've said it before, that we don't value the position. That's be stupid as hell not to value it.
Well, I've used those words.
We just never hit it.
We don't... And I still think that during the draft, because we don't ever spend any early picks on a running back.
But we trade a number five pick for a running back. We pay high money to try to get them free agency. We just don't know how to get them. But this time, we got it right.
I honestly think it's like blindfolding yourself and throwing a dart at the wall and getting a bullseye. He may not be a bullseye, but scoring.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Hitting the 20.
This guy made a run. And a block that we have not seen a running back make, but that run, and we went to the sideline. He was hit 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He kept fighting. Next thing you know, he's got an 8-yard gain. That should have been a loss.
Yes. There's such an immediate eyeball difference between him and the other running backs on our roster. The only other running backs, the two things I noticed that are very different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is essential in a running back. One, break the first tackle.
Yes.
Two. Have vision.
He's got vision.
And know when to make a cut towards the open space. Because I cannot tell you the number of times I've been paying super close attention and I see a gap or a hole or, you know, an opportunity for a cutback that would be for a huge gain that Gaskin never makes. Never is an absolute. So maybe he made one or something.
Yeah, one here and there.
Yeah, but he doesn't see them. Because he doesn't have the vision.
And let me give a hint to
Ahmed is the same guy.
I forget Ahmed. Here's a hint to the offensive coordinators. Throw the ball to Philip Lindsay.
Oh, I heard Godsey is gone after the end of this season. That he's taking a coaching position with...
In some high school?
A college team.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot which one already.
Whatever. But the thing is, Lindsay can catch the ball. And he's got that acceleration. I think he should be our feature back sooner than later.
Yes, he should be. I think sooner than later he should be our starting running back. And that the Gaskin Ahmed should
change
be our
pace.
Third down.
Bring him in.
Third down and change of pace back. Because that's what they're good at.
When we want to run.
Gaskin is really good at that.
We want to run the ball a little slower or something, we bring them in. Because this kid, Lindsay, looks so much quicker.
Well,
He runs hard.
That's it. I don't think he's quicker. I think he runs harder. And he goes down once he makes a commitment and once he makes a move, he goes downfield with it, right?
Yeah.
It's not a whole, you know, it may be an initial cut or an initial dance or shift or whatever, but he sees that hole or he sees that opening and he goes.
What a dynamic move that we made. I really think it's a home run. I'm not saying he's the future running back for Miami, but boy.
But for now,
great
yes.
to have him. And when we do bring in another guy, have Lindsay as a change of pace. Oh, my gosh. I can live with that, okay? I can really live with that.
Obviously, Houston didn't use him correctly or didn't. I don't know.
Come on, they're a bunch of losers.
They've been a
forget,
bad team
forget
for a
Houston.
Long time. Yeah.
I mean, this team is, you know. I mean, but needless to say, I mean, where can we start? Where can we end with Houston? Forget them. I mean,
let's actually cover the game. I'm so
excited.
Yeah,
the football game, baby. Yes. What a game. What a game. Well, before the game started, I want to say something that I was listening to Dolphin Radio, and I heard a comment that Cam Newton was running around the field doing the airplane thing, and he did it in front of Marino. He did it in front of our bench. And it was the hot dog with the mustard on it and really trying to piss off. And I know people say, oh, he's fun. Oh, he's this. Come on, have some sportsmanship.
He's childish. He's immature. Yeah. He's not a leader. He's not a leader of a team. I'd never want him as a quarterback. I didn't like him in college. partially because of the laptop issue and, you know, all that stuff. He was kind of a low-life scumbag.
Yeah, and that, well.
And then coming out, he was this I-me-mine quarterback. I think he would have made a fine wide receiver.
Yeah,
give
well.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball. I-me-mine, right?
Exactly.
Not a quarterback, not a leader.
Not a leader.
So, you know, I think I said it last week, too, is like the one thing that you could say is that he's a tremendous athlete. I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean,
have him
any,
hear
anybody
it and meet
in
me
the NFL is an athlete.
Kick my butt.
Anybody in the NFL is a tremendous athlete.
Yeah.
You know?
But he's not a leader. He's
but
not
let me tell you what this tremendous athlete did. He had a career-worst 5.8 quarterback rating.
Our defense did that to him.
Five
just like I said.
5.8.
Yeah.
He
I love it.
He completed five passes. I mean, that, Tua had less than completes than him. Completion. Yeah. I mean, what did he have? Four? I mean, Tua had like four.
Wasn't he like Tua 18 for 18 at one point in this game?
Oh, yeah.
Tua it was crazy.
Yeah, and they weren't all easy throws like people like to make it out. They were difficult throws in there. There were some difficult throws. But Cam's numbers were just horrific. And he made a comment. I got to read you this comment. This is hysterical. He says, this is quote. This is Cam Newton after the game. This is the NFL. Nothing's promised. Just because Cam Newton's on your roster doesn't mean you're going to win.
People that talk about themselves in
third
the third person, do not belong as a leader of your team, period. End of story. Game over.
No, he goes
game
on.
Game over.
He goes on. He says, just because it's a feel-good story doesn't mean you're going to win. He calls himself a feel-good story. He thinks he's just, I mean, the guy's amazing.
His ego is just out of the
atmosphere. Out of control. And another thing, you know, forget the rest of the quote. I don't care about anything about what Cam Newton had to say. But there was a point late in the game when they yanked him and they put in the backup.
Oh, I saw him on the sideline stomping and screaming and crying.
Yeah, that was before. But then when they showed him, he looked like nothing. Like he didn't give a damn. Like, he was okay with everything. He just didn't have a face of a quarterback.
He's not a leader. Not a leader.
Again, I mean mine, like you said.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's actually start at the beginning of the game because I have some comments about it.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yep. We've been going for quite a while now and not even really addressed the game. So, you know, our scripted drive opportunity as we begin.
Man, it was fascinating.
And so we moved right down the field. But then had a few unproductive runs and then a sack strip, which Davis recovered, that knocked us out of the field goal range.
Yeah, but you got to mention, our first two plays were what?
Not runs between the tackles.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Again, they're listening to the podcast.
They're finally listening to us.
Yes, they can actually
good stuff happens when you're – now, don't throw the same – call the same play every time if it's now a pass every time.
That's what they're doing now, yeah.
Yeah. It's like mix it up, man. Don't be predictable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so our first defensive possession, I think, gave us another potential ass clown award. Well, we'll talk about, you know, the ass clown award later. Mm-hmm. It's part of the fun of the podcast this year.
Yeah.
But, and once again, it comes from a challenge.
Oh, my God. Yes, that challenge was horrific.
Who is the asshole that's sitting up there telling Flo to throw the flag?
What the hell's going on out here?
I don't know, but Flo.
Because they're terrible.
If Flo hasn't fired that person already or changed it, it's all on Flo. Because Flo challenged the pass. You know what I did? The minute the challenge flag went out, I went to the restroom. I went out and got a beer, you know, whatever it was. I was just relaxing. I didn't even bother texting with you guys because it was over. And you, there's no way he was going to win that challenge.
Yeah.
Impossible.
So it's
what a dumbass challenge.
It's two things. One, situationally incorrect again.
Again.
It was not a change of possession. It was not a crucial
first
down.
But it was a bad call, Scott.
It was, yeah, and then,
I mean, come
right,
on
top of that, it was obvious.
It was obvious. It was beyond a doubt.
All you had to do was look at your screen and you could see right away in the first heartbeat that's not where situationally, if you're a coach or a leader of a team and that's your job, you're not even considering throwing the flag if it's not blatantly obvious because of the situation.
Or at least 50-50 and there's a situation. But this is early in the game.
Right.
You're just giving
yes,
up a timeout.
Yes, if it's crucial turnover, if it's a score, yes. if it's something that gives
a game
you
changer,
a
that
game
maybe
changing
there's a,
first down.
There's a chance
those
in
are
hell.
The circumstances. Mm-hmm. Yes. Not this second down or whatever
now,
it was.
We were an ice cube in hell and we were melting fast.
Oh,
no, it was
my
over.
God. Well, this defensive drive ended awesomely.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Because they punted. Defense, you know, lined up. Our defense shut them down. They lined up to punt, and Duke Riley blocks the punt.
Now, didn't we just bring him up from the practice squad?
I'm pretty sure we did.
Just did. I mean, that kid, He had three straight plays.
By the way, we forgot to mention, Hunter Long was not inactive.
Yeah, what the hell did he do? Did he even have a pass thrown at him?
I don't think
no,
so.
Zero. No,
yeah,
zero.
I don't think so. Which is too bad because I felt like if you were going to finally activate the kid, he should have been given a target or two.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as not being in on the actual play calls and the progression, we don't know whether there was a play called for him and then Tua looked that way or didn't have the opportunity to look at him because he's running for his life. 7-0 Dolphins.
Yeah, really quickly. Now, there's nothing that changes a game or makes it more fun than a block punt.
I did have
right?
a comment that was a, I'm going to swear.
Okay, swear.
A what the fuck moment.
Okay.
And this was on Fox.
Okay.
We scored, and they began to play the Shuffling Off to Buffalo song.
They did?
They did. Fox did.
Wow.
I was stunned. I'm like, that's a Buffalo Bills song. That's weird. What are you doing?
That's strange. Well, maybe they went a little too much South Beach the night before, and
the Buffalo.
You know, and they you know, got a little drunk.
Made
and
no sense.
Shit happens. You know,
I'm like, come on, guys, do you even know what city
that's
you're
the,
in?
That Miami.
This is Miami.
That's the Miami effect, man. It's just you know they went out partying. It happens. You know?
It was a moment, and I had to bring it up.
But then they got the ball back, and boy, they hit. That worried me. When
DJ
Jones,
Moore.
When Jones got burned like
it
that
wasn't
by DJ
Jones.
Moore.
It was Howard.
It was Howard.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was Jones.
Well, in my notes, it says he ran right by Howard.
But then maybe both
wide open, 65-yard gain. Newton ran it in and got to do his Superman on us, which just pissed me off to no end. And after that, it was all Dolphins.
Yeah, I would say it. And we got to do a note that McCaffrey looked like – I mean, I know we said – you know, we were talking about earlier that we hurt – he did get hurt. And now we know he's in IR and feel sorry for the kid. He's a hell of a back.
Yeah.
Before that, he got 10 carries for 35 yards, no receptions. It wasn't because they weren't trying. They were trying to throw him the ball. But
I think we keyed on him.
Cam Newton sucked.
I think we actually had a scheme.
Oh, Cam couldn't.
Well, that's the problem, too. Cam sucks as a
Cam wasn't able to hit the side of a barn.
Yep.
And, so that Carolina team. And by the way, do you know what Cam's record is? And I'm going to double check this because this is a fun stat. And yes, there it is. You know what his record is in his last 10 games in Carolina?
No.
what do you think it is?
It must be over because you're laughing. Because I can read you.
Well, yeah, he's 0-10.
Didn't know. I just read Alex.
Is that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. Anyway, it's the 10th consecutive loss by him and his starts, a drought that goes back to November of 2018. They lost 7 of their last 9 games overall, and the feel-good story of Newton returning to Carolina didn't feel so good. That's what this article says. It was great. But 10th straight loss? In games that he started, that's terrible.
Yeah, but this wasn't in Carolina. This was in Miami.
No, in games that he started for the Panthers.
Ah, got it.
Yeah,
well,
for the Panthers. Yeah. His last 10 games with the Panthers. Wow. What the hell, they want him back?
I don't know.
You know why they want him back?
Because they're desperate.
I'll tell you why. The two worst ratings of people who've thrown 15 passes at least in a half of a football game. Number one.
Darnold.
Number two, Donald, 17.8.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, this guy who couldn't, you know, he had one good pass the whole half.
That's so funny.
That's incredible. Anyway, let's keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Fun stuff.
Our next offensive possession, I had to make it. I don't want to beat up the kid too much because it looks like he had a fairly decent game after this, but I can't block gave up immediate pressure that led to Tua getting sacked And that ended the drive.
Yeah, I don't get the kid. He's,
so it wasn't his guy that actually made the sack. I think it was Jackson's or the center's. But it's because Tua had to, you know, get out of the immediate pressure.
You know, Eichenberg did show up. I mean, he did one hurry.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And that was, and that's the, probably that was the play. One hurry. Yeah. Yeah, and he was rated as our number one lineman at 70.8 in pass blocking.
There you
right
go.
Behind him was Hunt at 67.3.
And that's a big improvement for Hunt after having a couple of bad weeks as well.
And in the bottom of the barrel there.
That landing on his head did something to him.
Yeah, Jesse Davis and Austin Jackson, you know, pretty much sucked. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep. So our next defense, it's so fun to watch this defense.
Defense is
our next defensive possession.
INT,
Holland
baby.
Gets another INT. And that was a good read. He kind of baited him. He read the eyes of Newton. He read the, you know, the play, the receiver. It was just a great mental and physical move on Howard's part. It was a fantastic interception.
Yeah, he was all over the place.
Second of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nice. Very nice.
All right, our next offensive possession, we totally blew this opportunity.
And by the way,
us having a bad center.
Backtrack real quick on Howard. He had a great – when they told him about how we dominated Newton, he came out and
Holland?
Said – Holland? Yeah, no, this is Howard.
Okay.
Howard says, damn. He was getting a little frustrated. I like our defense. We did that to him, and we got to feed off of that. We've got to get every quarterback to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Howard really is stepping up in a way that, you know.
It's everyone on defense. Everyone is stepping up.
So much fun.
This is the defense
that we all envisioned. That we all envisioned.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So why did it take us 9 games to get there?
Yeah, that's the question that we got to ask.
It doesn't.
It's a good question for Flo.
Yeah. Dude, why? Why can't you have your team ready at the first game of the season?
Why couldn't Phillip be used like this from the beginning?
Exactly.
Instead of dropping him into coverage.
It's moronic. I don't get it.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm still frustrated with our coaching staff, despite the fact that I love these wins.
Yeah, exactly.
And I both hope and think they're going to keep going for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So, speaking of Mr. Howard, right, after we didn't do anything there, Howard gets a pick on the next defensive drive. It's a pick fest.
Yeah.
Returns it inside the 10. This time, you know, we ended up punching it in. And so Tua got his one touchdown pass of the game to
Waddle, Waddle, Waddle.
You got it. Right?
And he did the famous Waddle Penguin dance again.
I was a little worried because, once again, we had two no-gain plays.
But you know what was important about that play?
Up to that.
Number one is that I started Waddle in my fantasy, and he got me points. That was really good. No, but really, that Waddle made that catch contested.
Yes.
It was not an easy, you know, here he is. He's just
it's
beating
not
everybody.
Open, right?
No, it was the throw had to be sipped in there. It had to have a little mustard on it. Talk about mustard with the hot dog. Mm-hmm. It had to have a little bit of mustard on it, and he caught it, contested, and it was beautiful. It was exactly what the Dolphins needed. Beautiful.
Yeah. I'll just skip ahead a little bit. I mean, we stopped Carolina again. They had to punt. And so our offense comes out, and for the first time – honestly, did you expect to see Lindsey play after just picking him up?
We talked about that, and I said –
and we both said no.
No, you said no.
I did say no.
Yeah, I stayed quiet and just praying. Because
you
I
didn't say anything. I said no.
I didn't say anything. Remember that. I didn't because I said, do you think
I
we'll play?
There
was
you
no said
way.
You said no way, and I was thinking to myself, well, why not? I mean, it's a running back, the most instinctive position in football.
Right.
Find a hole, you know?
I just – figured he'd have to have practice at the exchange.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you're conservative. I'm a little
he's
more.
He's a different. Yeah. Two
you,
a different
know, you know me. I'm going to wing
height,
it. I would have played
different
him.
Different offensive line, different run scheme. It's a zone run.
Hell, I would have started him. No. No, I just think he's our best back. But, yeah, it was really nice to see him in
so
there.
So we saw him
really
in there already.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And, honestly, this is the drive where I don't know why Lindsey ended up with such a bad pass block rating. We'll have to dig into that and look it out. Because on this play,
he showed up as the worst.
He is the one that allowed Tua to hit Waddle for that yak play that we were talking about before we even started covering the game.
It was a six-play drive that took 2 minutes and 53 seconds. It looked like a Dan Marino drive, man. I mean, that type of like boom, that big play. It was the quick decision
and
by
Tua.
We were all chatting.
We got down there. We were all chatting again. And when the Wildcat came out,
oh no, yeah, but then
we were like, they didn't listen to us.
They
on
didn't
the
listen.
Damn Wildcat that needs to go. That needs to be retired.
Especially
we don't
with
have the
Gaskin.
Right personnel for
I mean,
it.
Jeez,
yes.
But he got it in though.
But it worked. You know,
yeah,
this time it worked. Which worries me that we're going to end up seeing it a lot more. Because
we probably will. I just wish they let Tua finish a great drive like that.
I know. I mean, he keeps having these drives where he's 8-for-8, 7-for-7, 9-for-9.
And then he has to make this
incredible.
And then
you take the ball out of his hands with a stupid Wildcat.
And then he has to make
it
incredible pass.
Which doesn't work 95% of the time. Stop it.
And now it worked, so you're right. Probably gonna,
so now that it worked,
it's
going to
reappear
like,
again.
Oh, it worked. We got to keep using it.
Our coordinators will bring it back out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We stopped Newton again. This is so fun to
so
say.
What else is new?
Yeah.
It's like a broken record.
You know, I was a little worried because, or not worried, but just irked because we got down to 2 minutes and 30 seconds or something, and we immediately went into conservative mode. Run.
Mm-hmm.
And our offensive line started to cave in to consecutive false starts. Although that wasn't the offensive line, that was our wide receivers. Waddle got one and Wilson got one.
The Waddle one was interesting because he read the movement and he said, "Oh, he's moving," and he just went off of that. A little rookie mistake, but that's fine. I can live with it.
I love that our defensive line is all catching the Ogba fever, because Ogba isn't the only one knocking down passes now. It seemed like every defensive lineman out there got a knockdown pass during this game.
It's really nice to see that. Well, Cam always had a funky delivery anyway.
Yes.
A slow, strange delivery. He's always had one of the slowest delivery I've ever seen in a football player, in a quarterback.
So miraculously, we ended up still getting the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
Even after we blew the two-minute whatever drive with our conservatism, and they got the ball, he just kept knocking it in his face. I freaking love that. There's something special. I mean, you know, sacks are wonderful, but sometimes I get a charge, especially if you knock it back at the quarterback.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's like in your face, dude.
Well, you know, it's a no-stress play because we don't have to worry about pass interference. We don't have to worry about, you know, whatever. The ball gets knocked down, it's over.
So here's another stupid, bad play.
Mm-hmm.
We're driving it down the field. We have good clock management. We got it 12 seconds left. We're in field goal range. And our new center can't snap it to Tua. And it went just disaster. So, yeah, they
Creed
scooped
Humphrey,
it, ran
baby.
It back to the 20.
Should have drafted Creed Humphrey.
I know. I'm not tired of hearing it.
When is Michael Dieter coming back? I mean, we were talking about that he was an IR back in on October the 1st.
Right.
It was supposed to be a three-week IR.
Well, who said that?
That's what I saw when
you
they
read
put
it
him.
In one of the articles?
I read it that it was a short term.
Yeah. I hope that he comes back because...
But maybe I'm wrong.
He was our best center of all the ones we've seen so far.
Yeah,
and
he was.
And we need him.
We need him, yeah. I wish he could come back this week, but it doesn't look that way, does it?
And didn't he get hurt also?
The
guy from this week? I can't even think of his name.
Yeah, we've lost another center. Yeah, we're in trouble with the center.
Yep.
And then we gave them that easy field goal that the announcers quickly...
Yeah, because they returned it to 20.
The announcers quickly, Jonathan Vilma, which was there, I believe, he was there. They were, this is going to give all the momentum back to Carolina. I'm thinking, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, the Dolphins are still up 21-10.
Yeah, so, and they can't move the ball except on a lucky play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances.
A bad snap is how they move the ball.
Yeah, I'll take my chances on that.
Yeah.
So they got the ball in the second half and immediately got a first down. Everybody was going crazy.
On a fake punt.
Boom. Yeah, and a fake punt.
We stopped him.
And we stopped him again.
Fake punt.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah. Because he kept throwing incomplete passes.
Defense, 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 baby.
To Abdullah and everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then we get the ball back.
And we had a long drive.
But see, that's the kind, that drive right there dictated Miami's dominance over these guys. Because when you go on a drive, this one spanned 7 minutes, 24 seconds, 13 plays. Jeez. Those kind of drives are demoralizing to a defense. You get owned on. You get
a
half a quarter being owned by the other team.
Yeah, we officially put them away.
Yeah, and then you score the touchdown just to say, you know, F you, good night now. Go back and do your airplane in Carolina or wherever.
Yeah, I was a little worried because I don't remember ever seeing Sanders miss an extra point.
There's something weird with that guy, yeah.
What's going on with him?
I don't know what's going on.
He did make two field goals later, so at least a little redemption. Oh my God, he had another tip pass. I thought we were going to come down with that for a second. It was an exciting moment.
Mm-hmm.
Phillips and Wilkins both getting to Newton for I was jumping up and down yelling safety, even though.
Oh, with the sack?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that was in the next drive. Yeah.
I'm skating ahead now.
Yeah.
We get to see Lindsey again once we get the ball again. And I see him break tackles and show vision, which is what we were talking about earlier. I'm like, it's cool to see him out there right away, and he's making a case. I mean, if I'm an offensive guy, and I've already seen Gaskin and Ahmed and everything, and I see this kid come out there, and already he's showing me this stuff.
That's where he made that
run. Hello?
That's where he made that 7-yard run on the right side. That it was just all heart. It was really great to see. He carried the ball, what, four times?
I mean, really? Ryder. Ryder was the center. Mm-hmm. And he went down on this drive.
Oh, wow.
So, once again, you know, what, Cameron Tom came in or something? It's we're down to, like, fifth string, scrappy pickup free agent. So, Dieter better come back.
Yeah.
By the way, I had a little fun with that this afternoon. Do you remember me saying how lucky Big E is?
He just seems to follow him. I like that guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Positivity.
Right. Exactly. So Dieter's mom came to visit him at one point and said, so, I don't remember what she said.
Big E's hanging around with Dieter's mom. He's going to get his ass kicked.
She came to visit him.
Dieter's a
big
boy.
In the parking lot.
IR at all. Dieter's a big boy.
Yeah. It was a positive thing.
Oh, okay.
And so I tweeted him this afternoon and said, hey, can you tell Dieter's mom to get her son back on the field? We need him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the end of the third quarter, right, into the fourth.
Yeah.
And here we go again.
Sanders, field goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Tom's at center, you know? Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything really left. We see more Lindsey.
Yeah.
Making more runs.
Well, that drive that we did in the fourth quarter, which was another, you know, 5.5 minute drive, 5:22.
Yeah.
That was
another
great drive.
Yes.
Another great, great drive.
Yep.
You know?
But there was a point where there was a clear PI on Ford. I wanted to talk about that just for a second. In the end zone. Should have been a first down for us. Not called pass interference on Ford. So we end up kicking another field goal. So we can't convert after that. Sanders, 33-10.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the prevent. I've hated the prevent defense my whole life. I'm fine for keeping a single.
Prevents you from winning half the time, yeah.
I'm fine with prevent being a single high safety. Beyond like an extra safety, you've got your normal set and you've got a third safety who's playing high, just, you know, preventing, but everyone else is still playing a normal defense, but we were totally soft and they went right down the field. I'm like, oh God, they're going to score, you know, one of those meaningless touchdowns. I hate this. I hate when my team.
Yeah. I hate that too. I love it when we do it in fantasy or something. But
Mr. Wilkins steps up.
Wilkins has been playing great.
And sacks Newton to end the drive. I loved it. I'm like, what a perfect
Then
crown.
They took Newton out because he's a loser. And, and that's it. And he ended up with a quarterback rating of 5, whatever the hell he was. It's crazy.
But I actually stopped taking notes at that point. I was too busy, like, tweeting and texting with you guys and all that stuff.
No, it was a great game to watch with no stress. But I wanna, you know, kind of brag a little bit about Waddle for a second. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of these predictions that I stuck my neck out in some that I thought, you know, I thought every prediction I made early in the
reasonable.
Season of players,
yeah.
I thought not only was reasonable, I thought, you know, they were pretty much in my mind, they were all going to happen, you know, the way I am. But I knew that they were a little bit of a stretch, or difficult, I should say. But Waddle, when I said he was going to break the rookie record, let me tell you where he stands right now. Mr. Chambers had 48 receptions for 883 yards. Not bad, huh?
Yes.
Waddle's got 77 receptions for 759 yards. And we cannot use the excuse of a 14-game season because it was a 16-game back then. Waddle can, I think, next game he'll break it. He'll break the Dolphin rookie record. Or at least come damn close to it.
Ooh, I got goosebumps.
I mean,
there are some things to talk about in summary. Following.
That's
the
pretty
game,
damn cool.
We're done
cool.
talking about the game, but.
But that's pretty damn cool, summary. Right? And the fact that he has 77 receptions, and he's right now predicted to get 109 receptions. I mean, that is the receiver one category. That really is. That is a playmaker. That's top numbers. 109 receptions, and he'll be over 1,000 yards. I mean, 759 right now. You don't think he's going to get 250 yards in the next, five games?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yep.
That's 50 yards a game.
Yep. Fantastic.
Incredible.
Fantastic.
Great job, Mr. Greer.
Yeah.
We've got to hand it to you. And, you know.
Okay, so Pro Football Focus
uh-huh.
has this thing called the 90 Club.
Oh, I like
the highest rated players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Miami Dolphin that's new to the club.
And I would like to say, is Waddle Waddle?
It is not.
It's got to be Phillip.
It is Jalen Phillips.
Yep.
How fantastic is that?
That's so cool.
What a great sign.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but you look at the offensive grades, okay?
Yep.
Waddle got an 87.5.
Which is fantastic.
It's ridiculous. It's right there. And then you look at the defensive grades. I got to pull this up real quick. Okay. Defensive grades. Phillip got a 90. Well, the 90 club.
Yep.
A 90. Wow.
That's a wow for sure.
Wow.
And just 2 weeks ago, he had something crazy low, like a 21 or a 23 or something.
They're finally, listen, they're putting the kid to
in the
rush.
Position to succeed, what the, he's good at.
What
yes.
he's good at. I mean, 3 sacks, that's enormous.
Again, how many games did it take our defensive coordinators to put him in the right spot?
Yeah, it took a while. It took a while.
Our coaching staff.
I mean, you look at Ogba, had a great game. He came in with a 71.5.
Yes, that's a great game.
That's a great. Holland, 78.6.
Again.
Another rookie.
Consistently great.
Christian Wilkins, 78.8. And another guy that I think two old Dolphins deserve all the credit for this. But Van Ginkle, Van Halen, as we love to call him, 82.8. And we were calling him out. Where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
Boom, there he is.
Yep.
He's
had low
great
grades
numbers.
Week after week and not been producing much.
Even Mr. Davis stepped it up at 69, and he's been having a rocky year.
Yeah, he was hurt and
Raycon
didn't come
Davis,
back strong.
There he is. Yeah. I mean, Roberts, 73.5. I mean, it's that whole defense. And Adam Butler, the other guy that knocked down the ball there, 75.6. Another one of our pass blockers.
Yeah.
Needham, 76.6. Oh, geez,
Needham had a pick.
Yeah.
It's not in my notes.
Two stops. I mean, he played well. He played four tackles for him, too. Yeah. And a pick. You're right. Holland had a pick. He had a pick. Yeah, it was a fest.
And Howard had a pick.
And Howard, of course. Howard cannot be. Howard, actually, his rating was 60. He was one of the worst. That's strange.
Sometimes I just don't get PFF.
You
see something like Lindsey making a key block, and then you see his blocking rating is horrific.
Maybe that's the only block he did. I mean, who knows?
You know? Well, you he'd have a 90 if it was the only block he did. And that was fantastic.
Well, the other ones he missed.
Apparently.
Well, yeah, I think, listen, when a game like this ends and we watch a whole game like that, I mean, we were both in an ether. We should have, you know, for the entire night, the next day, today.
Yes.
Today. I mean, this is just great to see what the Dolphins are putting together. I mean, it's not impossible to end up 10-7. I mean, it's bugging the hell out of me to see what New England is doing.
Yes, me too.
And I want to.
Mac Jones is the second coming.
I want to bring those guys right down to earth in Miami. They're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but boy, I just can't stand where they are.
Last game of the season is going to be, I'm not going to say with definity that it's going to be meaningful, but it's very likely at this point to be meaningful.
To both of us, most likely to both of us, the way we're playing right now.
That's right. And if we win that, we have the tiebreaker. We'd be 2-0 against
them. Imagine if we would have beaten Jacksonville and some of these teams that
we should have beat. Yes. We should have. Yes. Coaching.
Indianapolis, the way we got them in a gift basket. Anyway.
All right. I do want to make a comment. About Tua and his growth and performance that I haven't had a chance to make yet.
Make it, because I love to hear more positive things about Tua.
So today I saw an analytics chart. That just demonstrated what Tua is doing right now.
Which is fascinating. Yes.
One rating that quarterbacks have are efficiency ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And at the moment, Tua, with minimum, you know, requirements and everything, Tua is the highest rated quarterback in the NFL in efficiency. The highest rated.
With the worst line.
You're spoiling my you're taking my thunder.
Well, it's
the
not...
same chart that was a dual chart showed that the Dolphins have the worst pass blocking offensive line in the NFL.
Well, I could have told
and
you
it's
that.
Clear.
I could have told
well,
you
we've
that
talked
with,
about
with
it.
20 drinks
it's not
in
a
me.
Surprise, right?
Come on,
no one can be surprised
that.
By
that. Of course not.
But mix the two. How can you be the most efficient quarterback and have the worst pass blocking offensive line? That is a huge plus in the Tua column.
Yeah, those two does not they shouldn't coordinate into good efficiency when you're having a guy that has no time to pass, terrible line, and by the way, limited weapons.
Yep.
Limited weapons.
Yep. All right. We used to do a segment that's kind of fun for us. It's not consistent. All the, you know, every week, but we kind of abandoned it this year because we were rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And who wants to hear week after week that we're ranked 31 or 32 in the NFL or, you know, whatever it
back
is.
Back to the
power
Adam
rankings.
Gase years, yeah.
Yes. And so I figured now that we're on a quote-unquote win streak, but more importantly, showing dominance in one part of the ball or one side of the game, right? Our defense is beginning to show that they're a dominant defense. I thought, why not do power rankings again? At least to see where we're at, right? So aggregation. The NFL has us at 18.
Yeah.
CBS. NFL's the first place I look.
Mm-hmm.
CBS has us at 18.
There we go.
Deadlock.
Yes.
All right. And the extra stupid network...
Yeah,
who consistently?
They hate us.
Yeah,
I don't know why they hate us, but they hate us, and we hate them. So it's good.
21.
21. I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be 23.
Yeah. No.
Really, 21.
Really?
Well, actually, I'm impressed. I really thought it was 23. I was going to guess 23. Okay, great.
All right.
There we go.
With the power rankings covered, mm-hmm. Nice short segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for.
The Ass Clown Award.
What the hell's going on out here?
So one runner-up this week Mm-hmm. Has to be.
Is it Flo or the guys upstairs?
I have to call it the guy upstairs.
And the guy who hired them?
That makes these decisions on when to tell Flo to throw the challenge flag or not.
I say they both deserve the one and two. Runner up, you know, whatever. Because Flo's listening to these morons, or moron, or I don't know what it is. And there's some idiots upstairs that keep getting this thing wrong.
Is it our offensive coordinator?
Coordinators?
Is it an assistant?
Whoever it is consistently wrong.
Yeah. I mean, they rarely get it right. They get it right every once in a while.
But come on.
But the fact that they're
should be right
missing
90%
so
of the
badly,
time.
Yes. At least, okay, they should be situationally correct 100% of
Risk
the time.
Risk it when
because that's your job. Know your job first, right? Yeah.
But don't cost us a timeout all the time because you're an idiot and you can't figure out what the NFL rules are.
Right.
Or it's a clear drop or a clear that, yeah. Yeah, it's terrible.
So, second runner-up is going to be the center that we had playing for us, Ryder.
Oh, my God, that
because
snap.
Because in critical situation, you cannot snap. Your job, you have one job. Well, no. I mean, you have two parts to your job. One is snap the ball to the quarterback, and then two is block,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's a little more than the normal lineman, but that's your job.
Hmm.
And if you can't snap the ball to the quarterback basically all the time, you're an ass clown.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
yeah.
But he doesn't win.
Nope.
The winner this week is your favorite and my favorite person on the field during the game,
Mr. Cam Newton.
He is a quintessential ass clown.
Number one.
Start to finish. From throwing his laptop out that he stole out the window to all the other retarded hijinks he's had in his career to his I Me Mind Superman to us just beating him into the ground and him crying.
To doing the airplane thing all over the field like a jerk before the game only to go out and lay the biggest donut we've seen in
Miami.
Well,
that defense got pissed and punked him. The way I like to think about it.
Thank God. And he had a beautiful...
They probably stood there and thought, look at that ass clown.
Well, look at the.
We're gonna kill him.
And the ass clown not only had the worst statistics I think I've ever seen for a quarterback, but 92 yards total passing, 4.4 average, two interceptions. He also got sacked. He had a quarterback rating of 5.4. I mean, the guy beyond an ass clown. He also contributed to his 10th consecutive, like we mentioned before. Lost in a row as a Carolina starting quarterback.
Yeah, so
what people see in this ass clown, I have no idea.
The difference between the runner-ups and the winner is huge.
Big time.
This week. So he's by far the ass clown.
There he is.
All right. The Giants are coming to Miami.
The Giants.
And we just heard a few minutes ago that Daniel Jones.
Wait a minute. We got breaking news bigger than that. This just in. The Giants have signed Jake Flum off the practice squad of the Buffalo Bills. And so they got a quarterback to replace Mr. Jones, who got injured. And
well, there is no chance in hell. that guy, it's Mike Glennon.
But they just signed this guy. I mean, this is only a few minutes ago. This is fantastic. I mean, they got themselves a guy who's
the alerts are coming in.
He was a good quarterback for Georgia. He hasn't played a single game in the NFL, but hey, who's counting?
Yeah, he's emergency, probably.
Yeah, but anyway. Okay, yeah. And you were saying, I'm sorry?
All right, so the Giants are coming to down. They have a terrible offensive line.
And who's if our starting, defense who's, continues? Who's the starting quarterback for them?
Glennon, Mike Glennon.
Oh, man.
So Mike Glennon
the
and
football
a terrible
gods are helping
line.
Us again.
This defense should feast again
mm-hmm.
as much or more than they feasted last week.
Yeah, this should be a rout. Now, we haven't fared very well against the Giants. We've honestly lost the last four in a row. Last time was in 2019, where we got plastered 36-20. We're 7-2 all time against them. We've only played them 9 times, which I find strange. Don't you think that that's very little? 9
yes.
times?
Well, I mean, last week talked about Carolina. We'd only played them 8 times.
Yeah, but Carolina, it's the,
a newer team.
The Giants have been,
Giants have been around forever.
Since,
yes.
Since the United States became a country.
Yes, I mean, pretty much. Yes. Since there was dirt on the ground.
What the hell's going on around here? Yes. What's going on around here? Yeah, but it's anyway, we're not too well there. And we're seeing a team that's banged up. I mean, they can barely keep their receivers healthy. Tony, everybody talks about him. Then he breaks a finger. He's another, what's his name? Fuller.
Oh, he did a lot more than Fuller did.
He's done more than him.
Give the kid credit.
He's done more, but yes. Still, you know, he's an injury waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Barkley, you know, also, I think is a shadow of himself.
Yeah. I mean, that great rookie season has been nothing but injured since.
And you should know, you got him in fantasy.
2 years in a row.
There you go. You can't learn, huh?
Nope.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Thank God. Keep drafting him. I think the Giants are.
It was a value pick when I took them.
Sure is. Nah. A value for the
Never
other teams.
Never mind. Yes.
For the other teams.
Yes. I'm not going to talk about fantasy.
Well, the key is, look, the Giants have a story franchise. They've won more Super Bowls than us, right? I think they've won 3, whatever. They're a good team, but history-wise. But this team right now is suffering, and I think that there's no way they should be able to hang with us. There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way they should be able to hang with us at all. We should plaster these guys, get rid of them, and
their defense
destroy
isn't
them.
Very good either. I mean, Tua. Well, by the way, the one thing I didn't mention about Tua's performance last week, on top of everything else
decent.
I said, mm-hmm. is that Carolina had the number one pass defense.
That's something
league.
We have to touch. We should have touched on. Carolina was number one ranked pass defense in the NFL.
So not only do we have the worst offensive line, and we're playing the number one pass defense.
A perfect formula to get our ass kicked, right?
Yes.
And it didn't happen because of Tua.
We kicked their ass.
It's Tua.
Yeah.
And it's about time that the Dolphin fans get behind this kid and really give him our support. And let's see what this guy can do with a real offensive line, a real coordinators.
Yeah. Know that the problems that this kid has and that he's been facing aren't caused by him.
They're not caused by him.
They're caused by bad offensive coaching, and they're caused by just the worst GM at picking offensive linemen on the planet.
And a coach who was, quite frankly, in over his head.
Yeah.
Maybe one day he's going to be a great coach, like we said, but it's not
Maybe
not
he'll
now.
Grow and come around or whatever.
Not but, now, baby. Yeah, we need a real coach out there that has been around. So next week, I think I think we're winning by easily 14, 17 points.
I think the score is similar.
Yeah,
to what we just saw.
Probably.
And that we have a comfortable, happy time.
Are we seeing the
game.
Breakout of Lindsey? Do you think that'll be his breakout?
I don't think he'll start. I think we'll see more of him.
That's not my question.
Yes.
Is it the breakout? Is he going to freaking break out? I think he could. I really do. I think this kid could break out for 100-some
yards.
It's
so hard to trust our offensive coordinators to use him correctly.
But eventually they got to see talent. Talent rises to the top. It's happening with Phillips.
Yes.
It's happening with Holland.
Yes.
It's happening with these guys that weren't playing at the beginning, and now they are, and they're kicking ass.
Yeah.
It's happening with Tua. Tua sincerely is looking like a real NFL quarterback.
And we've talked about it ad infinitum. He's been mishandled.
Totally. Listen, don't you think Alejandro and I were talking about this earlier, and he was telling me, don't you think we would have won these earlier games if we didn't have so much distraction with Watson and with this and Watson? I mean,
Tua
team
was hurt.
And Tua getting hurt. But not only getting hurt.
Second game. The beginning of the game.
He was getting hurt because our offensive line was
horrible.
It's garbage.
Yes.
I don't care. You know, people say, his size. I don't care who you are. You're going to get hit like that. You're going to get killed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's going to happen. But if all these distractions weren't there, I think it affected us. And I think the Dolphins finally are on a nice track right now. And if we ever do get our weapons back, this will be
back?
A legitimate.
What weapons?
The guys that never play, Fuller and Parker.
Don't talk about Fuller. He's not even a Dolphin.
Yeah, well, he was our draft. We signed him as the number one. Last year, he was a top 10 receiver, allegedly. I know it's hard for me to believe all that, but
I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah, but Yeah, we're going to have to revamp this whole thing.
Yes, we need a number one wide receiver next year. We should be looking in the draft. We should be looking at free agency. We need to bring
free agency. I want
to
get.
We need to bring in a healthy wide receiver.
And unless that rookie is one hell of a damn offensive lineman, I want to just bring in some veterans.
That's right. That's what I want. We should do both. We should be.
We should do both. Just to build, but I want to bring in at least two to possibly three veterans.
And a center is the number one.
Oh, number one. I mean, geez, we can't keep up like that. But man, this winning streak's what, four games now?
And the whole left side. God, center.
Oh, forget that. Yeah, the whole left side's a joke. We need a left tackle. Eichenberg's not the answer.
No.
Eichenberg's not the answer. We need a left tackle.
Maybe he ends up being the answer, like we thought originally, at guard.
Maybe.
I'm not giving up on
We'll see when we bring – no. The kid's going to be good. I mean, we're the only team that drafts a bad lineman of Notre Dame. Come on.
I mean, all the other linemen are good, the one we took that never missed a block.
Yeah, we can't seem to get the running back position or the offensive line position at all, any position in the offensive line. But yeah, I think the streak is going to continue, man. We got our fifth in a row, and then let's rock and roll and hopefully maybe end up the season with a winning record, man. Who would have thought?
We both thought it prior
in the beginning.
Season.
Yeah.
And then we sure as hell didn't think it when we got to about 1-4, 1-5. So, anyways. All right, are we ready?
We're ready, man.
3, 2, 1,
go Dolphins. Dolphins.
Two Old Dolphins Podcast is proud to be a member of the Dolphins Talk Podcast Network. In addition to our website at twooldolfans.com, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play, we can also be found at dolphinstalk.com. You can reach out to us through our website and email address that's there, or find us on Twitter where we're very active. We have an Instagram account that we post to occasionally, and a Facebook page. Our podcast contains the music of two bands. We'd like to thank the original Tartanic drum and bagpipe champions. You can find their music and more at tartanic.net. A huge shout out to Rick DeJesus and the boys of Adelitas Way. Can't thank them enough for allowing us to use their kick-ass rock in our podcast. You can find them everywhere, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Spotify. And make sure to catch them when they're touring because they are the best.
Thank you for listening to Two Old Dolphins. Join us next week for more news, analysis, and old guy stories. Good night.
Go Dolphins.